I cannot believe this is the last day of July and then tomorrow marking the start of August and also the countdown for the annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, which is presented by Brown Roofing. It is Sunday, August 11th from noon to 4:30 p.m. It's at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater right here in Bridgeport. And we are so excited because for the next couple of weeks, it's a perfect excuse for us to continue having on our pizza vendors as well as our breweries. And joining us is one of our favorites here at Connoisseur Media, Big Green Truck. I am so excited to have you guys here this morning. Welcome to WICC.
Well, thank you for having me.
And tell us name and your title here at Big Green Truck and tell us the history.
Absolutely. My name is Leanne Page. Big Green Truck Pizza was the original pizza truck in all of New England. We have been in business for 22 seasons. I say seasons because we're off during the wintertime.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
Which is great. So we finish up maybe the first week of December and start up, weather dependent, maybe mid-March. Right.
Okay.
So I like to say, you know, we close right after Thanksgiving and reopen right around St. Patrick's Day.
I think that's so healthy. And that makes sense.
It's very healthy. Yes, absolutely.
Because I'd imagine, I mean, we've had you at so many events, but I would imagine you guys are so insanely busy once the springtime gets here and through the summertime.
It's great. Honestly, it really is because I get to have my downtime. All the boys get to have their downtime for all the wintertime. And then we're all like excited and ready to start a whole new season again. So it's almost like a new job all the time. And then there's always, it's like almost like a teacher. You know, there's always that beginning and end time. It's not always the same monotony of every day.
So why Big Green Truck? Why name the company that?
Honestly, it was just when, so I bought the company 4 years ago from Douglas Coffin.
Okay.
He started it. He's the mastermind. I give all the credit to him. He loved old trucks. He was, grew up on a farm, the International Harvester. He was like, he loved it.
Mm.
First one he had gotten was green and the color was green. You know what I mean? So when he started fabricating it.
Big green truck.
Big green truck. That was it.
It's, I mean, here's the thing. I love it. And if you've got little kids, your pizza spot is probably one of the more talked about ones in our household because we have a 6-year-old and you know, Big Green Truck, right? I mean, that's who doesn't love trucks and their colors and their pizza. It's a cool experience, though, what you bring to people in Connecticut. Talk a little bit about, you know, the Big Green Truck experience for people.
It is. It's a show as well.
It is.
It's a show. We come, our tables that we put the buffet on, the pizza buffet, are the sides of the truck. So when we first come in, we take down the sides, we set up the tables. We then, it's not just pizza, it's salad, it's cappuccino, it's gelato, and we try to source as locally as we can get. So even our gelato is Gelato Giuliana right out of Long Wharf, New Haven.
That's awesome.
You know, we're all caterers by trade. We all did the catering business more so. We have great pizza guys. So when we do come in, we start breaking down the sides of the truck to put up the tables. We also make sure we have enough food for everybody. It's a nice buffet. It's an array of different toppings. Honestly, I say all the time, we can't, like I was talking about with you, we're a family.
Mm.
You know, we love each other and we hate each other at times too.
Totally.
But we all bind together to make it happen. It's mm-hmm. not one specific person. It starts from our kitchen staff to our wood guy to, you know, I mean, the pizza guys who are phenomenal because, again, it's a show. So as they're breaking down the tables to put them up, as they're making the salad, as they're making the pizzas, they're welcoming to everybody. They want people to come over and say, hey, tell me about your truck or what toppings are you putting on or, you know, how did you make these meatballs? Oh, well, the kitchen makes them, but you know what I mean? It's a whole
It's an experience. It
yes.
really is. And again, we have Leanne Page here who is with Big Green Truck. And Big Green Truck is one of our pizza vendors who's going to be part of our annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, which is coming up in just less than 2 weeks, which is hard to imagine. Now, with Big Green Truck, is it only people who have you come to either their places of business or their homes for events, or do you also have a storefront? Because we got that question actually earlier. When people found out you were coming on this morning, they're like, oh, thank God, could you ask this?
We do, actually. So Doug Coffin, who was the person who started it, has a restaurant right next door to our trucks, hence the name of the restaurant is Next Door.
I love that.
Yes. So, and it's like, what, they're on Humphrey Street, where the old Humphreys used to be, and we're right around the corner on East Street. We share a door. We walk in and out, and it, again, one big happy family.
And is it the one truck, or do you have multiple trucks?
We have seven.
Wow.
We have five International Harvester trucks that we have started to keep as more local events. You know, when we're doing New Haven County, Fairfield County, then we have two more newer trucks that we send out for further. So if we're going out towards Litchfield County, South Windsor, Suffield, that area, just because it's getting harder and harder to find parts.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So we have those seven pizza trucks, and then we also have booze trucks. So we have an old International truck where we serve alcohol out of, and we also have two vans that we kind of, you know, buzz around in and also set up a bar.
It's really grown in over two decades.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, that's amazing. Why get involved? I mean, you kind of answered it, which is that you are such an integral part of, I think, the pizza story here in Connecticut. But why be part of this annual event at the amphitheater?
Honestly, like, it's, to me, it's a pizza fest. Like, we should be there. And Frank Zapsky, who originally started all of this last year, who's a doll, he works with us closely as well. So it was one of his ingenious ideas of let's do the Pizza and Brew Fest. And he had asked us if we were interested. And I said, absolutely. And that's kind of where it's grown. So I think last year he maybe had eight trucks total from different companies. Mind you, we've stemmed throughout, I want to say throughout the East Coast, we've stemmed about 10 different trucks from ours. People that worked for us that kind of went off and did their own trucks. One in Florida, a couple in New Jersey.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then there's seven here in Connecticut that started from us and have stemmed off on their
wow.
own. So I want to say now I want to. There's about
15, oh, it's a lot.
16. Yeah, it feels like it keeps growing because one of the guys that used to work for us called me the other day and said, "Is it too late to do it?" And I said, "No. I think you could join in."
Yeah, I'm counting out loud.
Yes.
It's well over 20. I think
oh,
it's about
wow.
20.
Yeah.
To me, that's a huge growth in just 1 year. That's
exactly.
huge. More than double.
It was so much fun. It was great. It was nice meeting people that we haven't met.
Mm.
And especially now that New Haven is considered the pizza capital.
I know.
You know?
I mean, can't get any better than that. It really is a huge focus. And people are coming to Connecticut for pizza, which is so neat.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's such a gem of a story. And what would you say makes your pizza different? What makes your experience, your pizza, your brand different or stand out?
The company in general. I think there's multiple issues. So there are multiple things. The trucks alone, being that they're 1940s International Harvesters, they stand out.
So cool.
On their own. The fact that we are the original trucks, that we started kind of this whole pizza movement when it came to trucks. And then all of the staff that we have are seasoned staff. We don't just hire newbies that don't know how. I mean, and they've been with us forever. Christian has been with us from the get-go of 22 years, and he came from bar. He was the originator of the mashed potato pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, I have
amazing
four guys that came from Pepe's. I have, you know what I mean, a couple of guys that have come from Bamonti's.
These are big names, yeah.
Oh, huge names.
Huge
names.
Huge.
And they've all taken what they've learned and brought it to us. You know what I mean? So it's a nice mix of all the different. And even the people who make our dough, you know, they come from big names. So it works out well. And then, of course, we have our own little twists. You know, I have Noni's meatball recipe. So, we have
which
Noni's.
Is so good, by the
right.
way.
So.
I've had it. It's really good. It's really, really good. We love your stuff. Like I said, there's a reason you're a fan favorite. And we are so glad that you're going to be a part of the second annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, which is coming up August 11th. If people want more information, though, about you guys ahead of the festival, where can they go? Do you have a website or anything?
For us, we have biggreentruckpizza.com. And then if they want to get tickets, go right onto the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, and you can get tickets right there.
That's right. It is ctpizzaandbrewfest.com, all spelled out, ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. And Leanne Page, I want to thank you so much for what
you
do.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and thank you for coming in studio. And I didn't even point out the fact that you match your truck.
I didn't. You know,
you wore green today, and I didn't even say it at the beginning.
I didn't even think about it when I put it on. I'm like, oh, this will be great.
It's because it's your life. It's just, it's part of you. You know, you're like, oh, I'm just going, you know, that's amazing. I didn't even notice it, but that, there you go.
Well,
that's
thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Thank you so much for what you do. Again, Leanne Page, who is here with the big green truck, one of the almost 20, I think it's a little, maybe 20 or 21. I didn't count it correctly. You know, math isn't my strong point. The many vendors who are going to be part of the annual Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. If you want more information, and of course, to get your tickets ahead of August 11th, go to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning.